Good morning. Today is July the 28th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen. If you will, this morning, open with me to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5. I'd like to share just a few verses, beginning at verse number 15. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. In verse 20, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning in verse number 15, Paul speaks, therefore, about being careful how you walk, not as unwise men, he says, but as wise. You know, each day in our life, we have a choice every day as we wake up, as God continues to keep the breath of life in our very body, whether or not we'll choose to serve the Lord and seek the will and the discerning grace that God has for us, or whether or not we'll take the other road, the road, if you will, that leads to destruction many times, and choose to make a decision of our own. Paul gives us a stern warning to be careful, to be surely careful how we walk, as we can share that truth and that love of how God has blessed us so richly and so deeply in the walk and the witness we have before others. To be sure that we walk as wise people, those as of being led through the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, not of those that are led by the world, not of those being enticed by the things around us. We are children of God, and surely we need to seek our will, our discerning grace, and our wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Paul continues in verse 16, speaking of making the most of your time because the days are evil. We need to be assured each day, beloved, that we budget our time in a way that would always bless and glorify God. You know, so many times we always look at a clock, maybe at our workplace, wondering when 5 o'clock will arrive, wondering when that time for lunch comes. Seems like we always try to push forward our time. Seems like we always wish away those very precious minutes and hours that God has blessed us with. God has given us a brand new day, a brand new lease on life, if you will. Let this be the day that the Lord may be praised and glorified. Paul continues, so then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, in verse number 17. You know, so many times I think we'll want to look unto our own understanding, but lean unto Christ, lean unto the will and the wisdom and the discerning grace that God has for you and I every day. He says, but be filled. The word says, beloved, be filled with the Holy Spirit, Paul writes. In verse number 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. You know, there's no greater love, I believe, God receives from us in knowing that our heart is completely filled with praise and glory and admiration for our Heavenly Father. And surely that's where our heart and our mind needs to be focused. We need to be making melody with our hearts to the Lord. We need to be sure, as we know each day, that God's will and God's way would be firm and steadfast in the total will and the total desire of our hearts, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And he continues in verse 21, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. You know, in verse 20 and verse 21, beloved, Paul wants the people in Ephesus to understand that we need to always have a heart filled with thanksgiving, overflowing, if you will, so we can always thank God for all things in our life. You know, it's always easy to thank God many times when we're on the mountaintop. It's always easy to thank God, beloved, when everything in our life is exactly the way we desire it to be. But what about those days when we're walking in the valley? Can you thank God during the times when you're walking in the valley? You know, Paul wants us to understand that we need to give praise and we need to give thanksgiving to God for all things in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give that praise to God and to be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. We need to be sure that we maintain that reverent fear of God.
knowing that our Lord, our Father in heaven today, watches over us, knowing that He sees the things and the needs and the burdens that we bear. May we this day, beloved, in each day of our life, may we always seek after the fullness, the will, and the way of Jesus Christ in everything that we do. I would ask you this morning, if you will, just to bow your heads with me for just a few moments of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we thank you for this letter that Paul has written to the church of Ephesus, Father. Oh God, we thank you for these powerful truths that we've read. May they be applied to our heart, God. May we have that keen and that undivided understanding, Lord, so that we can budget our time. May we walk wise, Father, in wise counsel, as Paul writes. Lord, help us this day. Help us each day, God, to be more like you, even more today than we were yesterday, even more yesterday, God, than the day before, and Lord, even more tomorrow than we even are this day. Father, I would not ever bow my head and pray and not take a moment, Father, to thank you for those around us, our precious families, Lord, those around us, God, that we know that we pray for each day, those with special spiritual needs, those with financial burdens, God, those as well we know of today, Father, with very, very serious physical needs. God, will you help them, Father? Will you help each of us, God, today to just be mindful of the needs of others around us, Father? May we get our eyes, Father, off of ourselves, and may we focus, God, on those around us during this time. Father, would ask you to just help those. May you bless those, God, that are so faithful to pray for this ministry each and every day. Oh God, I thank you for the many cards and letters. I thank you for the emails, God, that we receive daily. Oh God, today there's no greater gift, Father, given to any one of us than to know, Father, we have those out around this world, Father, in different countries and around our community and around our precious state that are praying for this ministry, God, each day. Oh God, would you allow us, Father, to continue to be faithful, God, to do what you've called us in this ministry to do. I pray for those, God, today that have needs that have been called in, many of the prayer needs, God, that we've heard from throughout this past weekend and throughout this preceding days, Father. Lord, may you answer the call, God, on these prayer requests. Lord, I think of a young baby, Lord, that we understand that has been sick and is now doing better. I give you praise and glory, God, for that. Lord, I thank you so much today, Father, for our precious nation. God, I would ask you to lead and guide our leaders, Father, of this blessed United States of America. God, may it not be led by other men, but Father, may our nation be led, Father, through your word and through the power of the Holy Spirit, God. May you draw us back unto you, Father, as a great nation. Father, as this nation was truly founded on the word of God and the ways of our precious Lord God in heaven, God, may you this day draw us ever closer to you, Father. Lord, may you just speak unto hearts all throughout our land, God. And Father, before and when that day you call us home, God, may we be faithful to witness and to share your love, your peace, and your understanding of the salvation offered through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, this day and each day. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. ¶¶